Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the militia line, Salus, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Didn't get to do it this week because, I wasn't here, but we're going to do a little combat pistol craft now, and whenever I do that, I like to hang out with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, Bill? Just fine, Mr. Bell. How are you, sir?
I'm just trying to cope. One thing I've never asked you, I watched some of the drills you run, and I know a lot of the drills are all programmed to get that first shot off on target fast. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in the event that you are actually facing a human being that you're having to run up on and you're having to go to guns against, is it going to be that one shot, or are you going to double tap it, or what are you thinking with that if it was real life?
Okay, wow. That's an excellent observation and question. There's a lot of moving parts to the answer. You can look at the drills or the firing exercises from a technical standpoint in respect to skill development, or analysis or evaluation, or does it even have, see, in my mind, a technical shooting exercise has no tactical value to it, or does it? Because you're still required to apply and execute the mechanics of shooting to solve that problem. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The goal is to hit your intended target as soon as possible. So, in a sense, to be an effective gunfighter, you have to be a highly skilled marksman as well. Because it's not just about shooting a canned exercise that you know what the input to start is and the goal to stop. But here's another example. A lot of the firing exercises that you see, you know, begin with a pistol in the holster.
Right.
Well, from a tactical standpoint, if you find yourself in a situation in which you are pitted against other human beings, and you find yourself mounting a gun from the holster, you're already behind the power curve. You're in an ambush. And that's why they call it an ambush, because they work. So therefore, common sense applied, if I were to back up and look at it from a simple standpoint of evaluating where you're at and what you're doing while you're doing it, you've got to detect, locate, identify the threat, make a decision, and act on it, right? So if I sense that I am going to need my firearm, whatever I happen to have immediate access to or am using, it should be in my hand or my hands, You understand what I mean?
Yes.
So why I see it as a stand, from a standpoint of unless you're doing integrated weapons work where, you know, you're executing the immediate evac or the immediate action of transitioning from a carbine to a pistol is a necessity. Any other scenario based firing exercise, you should be starting with a pistol already in your hand or both hands, however, whatever you want to do, whatever the start position, the application requires you to make a decision and apply it in real time. Both of, you know, both sides of the coin have standalone value, but they're mutually supporting. But the only thing they have in common is from the moment you make the decision to fire, you apply what you have determined to be the solution to the problem presented and score well or hit effectively. Okay, dude, I told you that was a lot of moving parts to that answer.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, I guess the reason I ask that is that, see, for somebody that designs the drill, like you, right? You design the drill with a specific purpose in mind. You're, like the drill you had going for the Israeli carry, the open chamber carry. Your drill was designed to see how fast you could get that first shot off compared to how fast the first shot would get off with the round
man,
in the
you
chamber.
Just changed the total. Okay.
No. But what I'm saying is,
did I not allow you to finish your first question?
Well, but see, here's
the question. This is a totally different thing. I may have misinterpreted what you were asking.
Well, no, what I was asking was when you are setting up these drills and you've got somebody in a class, for example, do you explain to them, I know you explained the why, but do you make sure that they understand that this is just a drill? This is not the only way to do this. This is just simply a way to increase your capability with the movement. It's just a piece of the movement.
It gives you options.
Right.
And here's my position on what you're asking, because I do have a position on it, and that is, if it is a valid technique in respect to the technical cycle of function, or in respect to the cycle of operation, I need to know it and be able to do it with, you know, right or left sided. And, you know, whether it's a pistol, carbine, shotgun, what is it? True fed. What do I need to know and be able to do to effectively use that firearm? There is no, and that's, you know, I brought that up recently as a point of interest. People shouldn't be so quick to jump to a conclusion when something different is presented. It's more of when I come across a different method or standard of solving a, you know, focused problem with a specific weapons type, I want to know why that is. I also want to know, you know, what is driving that from a technical standpoint? Or is it a design and layout, you know, based on the location and function of the controls? How large are your hands? How small are your hands? Does the basic design fit your hands at all?
Right. Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. Dave has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. And there you can go see some of these things I'm describing and listen to him as he describes why he's doing it, how he's doing it, what the goal is of what he's doing it. It's like free instruction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. I've never asked you this, but when you exited from the military, how much time was there between when you were in the military and you got out and you said, well, that's 20 years gone, what am I going to do next, to the point to where you became Super Dave Harrington and began teaching your method to civilians?
There wasn't a short period of time. What I actually didn't know prior to my immediate retirement was basically I was a chronic pain sufferer, and my neck was all but broke.
Right.
All the discs in my neck were herniated, and they were pinching off my spine or spinal cord, whatever, to the right side of my body, and it was only shortly after I retired, I was on board with Triple Canopy, went through their program, got into Iraq. But it was, I couldn't function, man. That's what it boiled down to. I couldn't, I was losing the use of my right hand.
Right.
And, of course, there was pain associated with a nerve involvement. And it was, explained clearly that I needed serious help and I wasn't going to get it in country. And then it was shortly after that, the whole, 2004 incident took place, blah, blah, blah. Then I came back, and 2 weeks to the day I was back, I was on the table for 9.5 hours and had my neck replaced. And since then, it's been just a series of injuries, all service related stuff. I've had bilateral knee replacement, left hip replacement. I just recovered from having my right Achilles rebuilt.
Right.
And I'm still not cleared hot to go completely 100% until 1 October. But it's it was a short road because let me see, I retired in June of 2003, let's do the timeline. So April 4th was my surgery of, I believe, April 4th of 04. So about 2 years after that, 06, was my initial business name was Marshall Gunn. And then 06, I changed it to Combat Speed. And that's, so 06, 01, that's a long time, man.
Well, I mean,
but the thing about it is, I've been on and off the radar screen because, just look at the past 5-6 years. That's been the time frame that I've done my knees, hip, and Achilles.
Right. Rebuilding.
And, so I've been on again, off again, the radar screen, and I'm presently, that's basically what I'm in the process of doing, is trying to get back on the radar screen at work and let people know that I am, healthy again and I can function. So I'm ready to go back to work.
I guess some people don't understand sometimes that with the military, being in the military is a little bit like being a professional athlete, because you're being asked to do things.
Oh, that,
yeah, you're being asked to do things that most professional athletes wouldn't do.
Ninja Peacock, man, I'm out here at the berm.
Gotcha.
Down the boonies.
And for you, at the level that you were working, because you were a... How long do you think you would say you would be considered an operator? How long would they have considered you an active operator within the military?
Well, in my life of the Army, my optimum years were from like 86 to, I would say, 2000. And 2000, I was hurting for certain. You know, I was beat up by then. I was good for where I was at, and I still had to gut it out. And I guess
what were you, upper 30s back then?
Huh?
Upper 30s, in your upper 30s. Yeah,
mid 30s, upper 30s. I went to the, just for a more recent comparison, I went through the SIG Academy Master Pistol, Master Rifle courses back to back 2 weeks prior to having bilateral knee surgery. And I wasn't doing too good. And then after I pulled that gig off, I shot this major event and wound up 10th overall. Can't remember if it was a benefit event. But, I mean, dude, certainly a respectable showing for a dude that's operating on two blown-out knees 2 weeks before having them replaced. And you just learn how to gut it out. I can't explain it. That's why a lot of the people at the VA, I'm sure, have difficulty understanding why guys have no medical record of having these problems, because they don't understand the psychological environment that makes you learn how to tolerate extreme amounts of pain and gut it out because of the perception of letting your bros down.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
I do. I remember.
Now, there's always, you know, we'll get to,
I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. We're coming up on the next break, and, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, coming, you don't want to let anybody down, so you learn how to gut it out.
Yep, and then in the meantime, you just keep on grinding yourself down until it gets to the point where you're not worried about letting anybody down anymore, but, hey, all of a sudden, I'm having trouble getting up out of this chair, so I understand exactly where you're coming from. You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. And you can find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is proposing a budget to Congress for the fiscal year 2022 that's just under $6 trillion. Biden trying to make the case that it's time for America to spend big. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we cannot afford to spend all that money.
This is too extreme and too expensive. Think about what we're saying right here. This is what everyone has ever warned us about, that your debt becomes so large it's more than 100% of your GDP. There's no coming back from that. This sounds like Venezuela or Cuba.
Senate Republicans on Friday blocked a bill that would form a commission to probe the January 6th Capitol attack, the first filibuster of the year by the chamber's 50-vote minority. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lobbied his members forcefully against the House-passed commission measure. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Republicans are demanding Speaker Nancy Pelosi allow investigation into the origins of COVID-19. They sent a letter to the California Democrat signed by 209 Republicans. President Biden says Americans are not just saving lives by getting vaccinated, they're getting their lives back.
More than 165 million Americans so far have done their patriotic duty, 165 million, and gotten at least one shot.
Biden, speaking in Alexandria, Virginia, says we've gone from pain and stagnation to an economy moving faster than it has in nearly 40 years. The president continuing to push his goal of having 70% of all adult Americans with at least one shot by July 4th.
To 70% and keep sprinting through the finish line is what we're all about. If we succeed, we can celebrate our independence from the virus together on the 4th of July as we celebrate our independence as a nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This is Locked and Load. Blah. I've only said this about 1,000,006 times. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I'm asking this stuff because I'm curious, because I'm not an instructor.
Okay.
I've never tried to be an instructor. I've been asked, hey, do you give instruction? And the answer to that is absolutely not. I do not give instruction because I do not believe myself to be
where. Give it on what level are you talking about?
I don't know.
Children, right?
Huh?
You have children, right?
I do. Yeah.
Haven't you taught your children about firearms yet?
I have done. Well, my children, my youngest is 30.
Well, so
both of my sons, yeah, they got taught that early on, and I might also add that they're both better shots than me.
Okay, cool. So the only point I'm trying to make is you've given instruction. It's just at what level? You know, you certainly are not trying to pay your bills doing it. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So how do you quantify it? I understand. Do you see the difference I'm trying to point out?
Yes. Yeah, I see that.
It's almost like an impossible question to ask somebody. there is no answer to it. But the only way I've ever been able to quantify it is, do you pay your bills doing it or not? So it's kind of a non-question to me, I guess. Is, I don't know. Is that enough answer? Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah. Well, to a degree, but what for like you coming from a small unit tactics type of setup, which is what I presume you operated under, is what I operated
under.
Okay,
correct.
Going to a more of a solo outlook on what you got going on and what you're trying to teach. Was there a bit of a? Right. Did you have to make a few adjustments along the way?
No, really, not really at all. The language, I've certainly had to modify the language, not from a vulgarity standpoint. I'm talking about from a point of view standpoint in respect to the application of fire.
Sure.
Its effects, blah, blah, blah. You understand what I mean?
Yep.
The because the fact of the matter is, this is kind of interesting. There is, now that you make me think about it, there is one thing I don't do or expand on. I do baseline, like one or two person CQB, if you want to call it that, from a survival standpoint. But there's, for me personally, there's not a really a market in which I would try to take advantage of someone trying to learn the tactics and techniques of a four-man CQB team. You see what
right.
I mean?
Right.
What's the point? They're never going to function or operate at that level anyway. I wouldn't even recommend somebody attending that kind of training unless they just had the money and time to burn.
Right.
Because what are the odds? I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to learn or be better prepared than others to handle problems at speed, but that's a long way to go. You know what I mean? In a short amount of time, you know, you're looking at, in my mind, a 2-week gig or 10 working days to get where I would be able to take you. So to speak. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to put a timeline on it. But, was that?
Did that I was pretty good. Question? Yeah. You know, for someone like you that came from a specialized background like you had, I just, see, so like with me, this morning I did a fill-in at a local radio station. Okay.
Okay.
And I was expected to just speak to the general conservative radio audience, not specifically the niche of guns or gun training or Second Amendment advocacy or anything like that. And for me, going to that versus what I try to do here, that to me feels like a step down, simply because a lot of conservatism and a lot of political stuff, a lot of that is purely conceptual. And what politics actually are in actual practice has nothing to do with the pie in the sky that a lot of people like to put out there as the way it should be. They're very, very concerned with the way it should be and not nearly as attentive as to the way it actually is. So I try to point that part of it out. And that's actually pretty easy to do.
Really?
But, yes.
Because, man, I'm still trying to put together what you just said. What was the high side of that part?
Well, the high side of that part is that...
I knew it was pretty easy to do it, but I don't understand the formula.
Well, the formula is that, you know, for a lot of people, things are conceptual.
Right.
You know, they're out there, small government, you know, limited time in office, that kind of thing. It's all conceptual.
Right.
Very few people actually pay any attention to what's going on to the details.
Oh, yeah, in respect of what it's going to take to pull that off.
Yeah, and in the gun world, see, you know, if gun people are very detailed. Everything has, you got to pay a lot of attention to detail, in, no matter what it is you're pursuing, whether it's the political end of it, the statistical end of it, the training end of it, the technical end of it.
Exactly. But all that becomes readily apparent if you understand their true goal is to disarm America.
Absolutely.
If you understand that part, you can break it down from there.
Yeah, well, see, when I go into these places, the interesting thing about this is this. I'll explain to anybody that's listening that the reason I do a, you know, 6 days a week of gun-related content is that within the Constitution, the Second Amendment is the teeth, and it's the knuckles, and it's the muscle, and it's the wherewithal to where all of this is actually possible. Without that veto, all of this becomes conceptual. And I'll have people pushing back at me about this. You know, it's not that important, Bill. I mean, it's only, you know, you don't have to talk about that. Only couldn't we be talking about how much they're paying for this highway? And, you know, I just sometimes I'll say, okay, how much are they paying for the highway and why does that matter? They've already paid that, right? I mean, what are we talking about that for? It's already in the rearview mirror. What are we talking about here? They're trying to disarm us, and you know, they want to do some other things. But I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. I'll explain to you why I think this is important. I'd love to get your take on this, too.
All right, cool.
Super Dave, of course, you can find him. His website is combatspeed.com. It is a work in progress. Like he said, he's trying to get back up to speed for himself to where he can start teaching very shortly. That should become populated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, and normally this would be combat speed, but we've opened up a sort of a side conversation here. And I had an interesting experience today. Two of them, actually. So let me throw this across your bow. First one up was somebody I did not. What happened in the Capitol on January the 6th, I refer to as a little bit of a brawl with a bunch of Instagram opportunities built into it. I do not refer to it as an insurrection.
Yeah.
There's a few reasons I don't refer to it as an insurrection. One, Capitol Police were completely outmanned. There's just no way they could have stopped anything. And nobody showed up with any weapons. So if that was an insurrection, it was the worst one ever, because they failed, even though nobody was able to mount a defense against it. And it was never meant to be an insurrection. That was the other thing. So anyway, somebody took umbrage at the fact that I said that I did not think January 6th was an insurrection. And he calls into the show that I'm filling in on, and he starts hammering me. Well, what do you call it then? What do you call it when people are using 10-foot long telephone poles?
I would have called it a staged event.
Yeah, that too. But he gives the familiar thing about three cops were beaten, one beaten to death. Well, no, I keep telling him. Well, no, Sick Nick died due to a stroke, and he didn't die due to beating, and he wasn't bruised up or anything. That's come out in the autopsy report before they cremated him really fast. You know, the only person that, you know, that we know that got killed or shot by anybody was that Air Force person, that Air Force lady, Ashley Babbitt.
Right.
She was killed by a cop while being accompanied by other cops. Right? But he kept on and on about it. Yeah.
I saw the video of that.
He kept on and on about it and everything, and he was just repeating these talking points. And you know, once you talk to some of these yahoos enough, you begin to believe that there's one of two things going on. They either actually believe what they're saying, or they don't believe what they're saying, and they're just repeating it often enough to try to get you to believe what they're saying. Either one of those, though, is unacceptable if you're going to be out there dealing with honesty. And that went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Then we got to the point where I was...
Do you have, like, access to an on and off switch for people like that?
Well, I have a board operator. I have a board operator that I can tell, hey, just drop this punk. You know, and
I often hang up.
Yeah. Normally.
You're always going to have people that are going to argue the point to the nth degree. And, I mean, at what point do you say enough is enough? And I've heard enough. There's nothing that you can say or do that's going to make me believe that you are being truthful. You know, once that trust thing is violated, dude, it's violated. You're not getting it back. That's why, in my mind, I kind of classify people as good guys or bad guys.
Yeah.
And you're either a good guy or a bad guy. But you're treated accordingly.
Of course. So then we got to the next part, which was the most interesting part, because some people in media... And see, some people, there's a lot of people out there, and I don't know if you ever run across them, but they think that this society, this freedom, this relative, I mean, we actually live in a very prosperous time. You can lay your hands on any piece of information known to man today. There's nothing we can't not know if we know the right answer to ask, right?
Right, okay.
Or the right question to ask.
Yeah, from a technology standpoint?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
but that can be taken away.
Yes, it can, but...
access can be denied.
Sure.
Who controls what?
But...
That's the question I have.
Some people, one of the writers at Bloomberg, Bloomberg Press, they have put out a column indicating that the people who don't take the COVID-19 vaccine should be forcefully inoculated.
Whoa, dude.
And see, I start explaining that this is one of those, this is one of these points where you've drawn a line in the sand and they've crossed it.
What do you mean they cross it? That's like the way it is now or something?
Well, no, this is what is being advocated by a writer that doesn't understand the nature of the society she lives in. She doesn't understand what you did to make the society she lives in to where she doesn't have to worry about certain things. And she doesn't understand the society that she lived in and what I did to help it be the way it is. So she thinks that you can simply want something, and thus it will be. And yeah, and this is where I start explaining to the generalized audience that this is why... They attempt to disarm us.
Right, exactly.
If they disarm us...
Mentally first.
Yeah.
Psychologically.
But if they do disarm us, then all of a sudden, they don't have to worry about a pushback. If they decide to roll into a neighborhood and roll out the little awning and start going and pulling people out of houses and popping them in the arm with the COVID vaccine, even though they don't want it. And that's really hard for people to...
There's nobody I know that would like the sound of that.
No. And this is the thing. If, like, as far as the COVID vaccine is concerned, as far as I'm concerned, the way it should be right now is the COVID vaccine is available. Let's get back to normal. You want to take it, take it. You don't want to take it, take it. Don't take it. You know, I mean, half the people don't get a flu shot. Okay, fine. Your life.
Yeah, it's called This is a Free Country.
Yeah. But when you explain it in those terms and everything, and you make it that simple, well, okay, you don't want to take it, don't take it. People's like, well, you know, government, well, this and stuff. And,
there's no point to argue.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. America, that's, love that's, it or leave it.
Yeah. But
and
see, they...
You should go.
Well, this is the thing, and this is the thing they don't understand about you, or me, or any of us that have done some of the stuff we've done. For you or me... Having to go in and physically deal with something tyrannical just becomes a matter of mechanics. It has nothing to do with emotion. It has nothing to do with fear. It has nothing to do with anything other than
the
just
only
the mechanics.
Concern is who's going to afford it.
Yeah.
How are we going to be able to afford to make it happen in the most effective manner?
But it's a pragmatic problem.
Right.
It's not exactly. one where me and you are sitting down there going, oh, man, I don't want to get into this again. Oh, man, I didn't sign up for this. This is exactly what I signed up for.
I would just be concerned about how we're going to make it happen. Where's the op fund at?
I don't know. Have you looked at the military lately?
No, I have not, man. As a matter of fact, I have kind of isolated myself from all the negative waves. I no longer have TV. If I want to watch a movie or something, I'll pull it up on YouTube. But other than that, I don't listen to the dogma or watch it.
Well, I mean, right now, the new Secretary of Defense did a stand down so they could root out all of the extremists. And,
By who is that?
Well, that'd be anybody that... I guess voted for Trump. You know, when they were surrounding the Capitol, they tried to do. They got rid of 12 people that they found to be unsavory.
Right. Huh. Okay.
So, I mean, as far as how would we do it, I'm not really sure there'd be that much to do because they're sort of woke now and they're woke jokes. But we're running out of time. We ought to talk about this on Tuesday. We ought to talk about.
All I can do is give it to you straight. From my perspective.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that Tuesday. Thanks very much for coming today.
All right, no worries, man. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
You can find Super Dave stuff at combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. He has a commercial page, Super Dave Harrington, and he has a YouTube account, Super Dave Harrington. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.